I was doing hip hop shows at Red's Bar, promoting wise. So I was throwing the shows and booking acts from out of town and such. And a friend of mine got in touch with Pete Johnson's parents, who were on the committee for Saturday in the Park. And he asked, because at this time there was no second stage, it had kind of hit a lull to where it was not going for a while. And he asked them what it would take to get it going again. They basically said, well, somebody who would want to do it. I think the year that we really started turning around and bringing in some acts that people really wanted to see that were on a higher level nationally was probably Helmet, the year we brought Helmet. I don't shoot you, just get a smile. If I can hold your feet down, get to number one. You know, Helmet fit the area really well because they actually played here at King's Court way back in the day, and it was a legendary show. Like, everyone who, you know, was in the punk rock scene back then was there. So, you know, it was one of those where it was like, this fits for the community, and they were a national act, so it draws outside too. So that was kind of the angle with that. And then from there, it's just been looking at acts that you know, for the headliner that I feel a lot of people would like, that not just I feel, but like the other guys on the committee as well would feel that everybody likes, you know.
Do they have any reaction to after they play? Have they been, are they, well, is kind of just,
I can
a job?
Tell you, I won't say the act specifically because it's kind of a whatever, you know, to do that. But there's an act in recent years that I can recall that came and they were like, we're playing a second stage, I'm not into this, I don't really want to do this. Called their manager called, was like, what is this Ricky D second stage thing that you guys got going? And we were like, listen, it's going to be, you know, 10,000 people over here possibly. And then when it was time to come play and they came out to go to the stage, they were like, oh my gosh, yeah, okay. You know, and then I got a email later on from that manager that was, we're sorry, we didn't realize it was going to be that big.
That's great.
So people, you know, it was a situation where they came and they said, hey, this is not up to what I thought I was signing up for, and they left like, holy cow. So it was kind of crazy. I've been trying to get you to see things all my way. 40 days now, ooh, since you left me, and I know that you probably keep away. I said,
Siouxland Public Media virtual Saturday in the Park. Can it be? It's like 10 years ago. Fits in the Tantrums there with Breaking the Chains of Love. Of course, they were on the main stage at Saturday in the Park. Just before that, we heard Jason Reinert talking about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff for setting up the second stage, which has gotten to be last 5 years or so, just gotten to be huge.
Oh boy. For an old person like me, Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some great Modest shows Yahoo over there.
Last year. And
Con Brio, the first time they played, was over there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were over there and it was magical.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I have, by the way, on the Facebook page, I have gotten a shot of Mike Duncan. I think they mentioned, Jason in the interview mentioned that he was the original sponsor of the second stage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
Mike Duncan, longtime proprietor of Uncle John's.
Yes, and a great guy, irascible. But so go to the Facebook page and see a picture of Ray and Mike, and maybe an upside down. I haven't quite figured out yet if I can turn it right side up. Picture of the original way that the Uncle John's second stage looked.
Oh,
back in the day before it was all, you know, half the park the way
right,
it is.
Right,
the way it is now.
The old second stage.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Well, we talked about Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi earlier, who went on to become a husband and wife, a duo that played at Saturday in the Park. We have another husband and wife duo who played together as well. Now, if you can name these next two artists by calling us right now on our pledge line. You don't have to pledge. It's a request line now, I guess. Non-fund drive, it's a request line. 712-276-3690 or 800-251-3690. Tell us this next husband and wife duo that I'm about to play. We will set you up with what, Linda?
The All Access Saturday in the Park book from Sioux City Gifts.
Okay, first caller, give us a call and tell us this husband and wife duo.
From here the world's spinning. lines and we'll go bust up something beautiful. We'll have to build again. When I get home from work, I'll wrestle off my clothes and leave them right inside the front door. Cause nobody's home to know. You see, a hammer finds a nail, and a freight train needs a rails. And I'm doing what I'm on this earth to do. And I don't thank God why I'm here where it hurts. I'm just lucky to have the work. Sunday morning, I'm too tired to go to church. Cause the hammer needs a nail, and the poor man's up for sale. Guess I'm doing what I'm on this earth to do. I don't thank God why I'm here where it hurts. I'm just lucky to have the work. Somebody proud to love a man like me. My back is numb, my hands are freezing. What I'm working for is something more than a dream. I don't thank God why I'm here where it hurts. I'm just lucky to have.
My name is Ken Camrad, and I am the representative for the Stagehands Union here in town. I've been working with Saturday in the Park personally for the last 25 years straight, ever since our union has been involved. It's amazing to see, first of all, the sheer mass of numbers and to see all the variety of people that enjoy the show, all age groups, all demographic groups, well, and to see them all, you know, dancing and enjoying the show in unison, like say, regardless of age and demographics, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, we could all use some of that now.
Just a little bit, mister. Just a little bit.
This is Siouxland Public Media, KWIT Sioux City 90.3 and KOJI Okoboji 90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College. We are in the middle of our virtual Saturday in the Park. We've all got another hour left to go. We're going to continue here with a very fun interview with a very interesting man named John Gray.
Hi, is John Gray in?
Yes, I'll transfer you.
Good afternoon, this is John Gray.
You know, we're putting together a virtual Saturday in the Park broadcast this weekend, and I'm just trying to collect some stories to mix into the evening.
I'm sure you've got the story about the guy who buried the keg, right? You've got that one?
No. What is this?
Oh, jeez, that's a great story. You know, Saturday in the Park sells beer, and that's one of the things they used to use, in particular in the early years, used beer sales to help pay for the acts. And so they were very good about making sure that people didn't bring their own beer in. No coolers, that sort of thing. One year, some enterprising young man, Adam would know the name, I don't remember, went out a few days or maybe the night before and buried a keg in the grounds on the where you would sit, put a tent over it. And then all day long, they would just kind of lay back and drink the beer in the keg that they had buried and hidden in this tent.
So they were mad
at the fellow. I think they tried to get him to be involved in Saturday in the Park because he was so energetic.
Yeah, industrious.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live once, and when you die.
Yeah, and I assume did Dave tell you the story about the guys who counterfeited beer tickets?
No, I have not heard that.
This is now 1998 or so, and in that year we still had beer tickets, and there was pretty much everybody on their honor system, so I think Adam went and bought tickets like down at Staples where you buy a roll of these yellow tickets, and then that's what they use for beer tickets. And this enterprising fellow who used to be in the bicycle club, his own bicycle club, this is when cell phones were just coming in, so he used the cell phone to call a guy down at Staples, probably. And this fellow told his friend, this year they're using yellow, so bring them. So they brought another thing of yellow tickets up. And so they would use them to get free beer. They would go in and use these counterfeit tickets to get free beer. And so that was bad enough. But then they decided that they had to start handing these out to all of their friends. And then brag about it, okay? And they bragged about it down at Buffalo Alice. And they bragged about it to the bartender, who was a good friend of Mike Saviola, who owned the A's at that time. And they then told the police about it. And the police then arrested these fellows. There were about three of them. And they fined them. They had to pay fines. They had to pay Saturday Bar. They had to pay their attorneys. So these alleged free beers probably cost about $100 a piece. I love that story. It's my favorite. One of my favorite Saturday in the Park stories.
That was a good payoff.
Let the good time roll.
Did you ever hear the one about last year? Said it was all a lie. Ain't it funny how time flies? Said what we're gonna do, baby. What's left for us to grow on? You never stole nothing, no, not a thing. Did I always try to stray away from this year's big thing? It ain't as easy as it seems to find a mutual.
Siouxland Public Media. It's a virtual Saturday in the Park, and it seems many of the Saturdays in the Park have had some sort of Black Crow element to them. A couple of them, anyway. The Robinson Brothers, the Brothers Robinson, right. The Black Crows themselves.
Right.
And they are planning a get back together again. The Black Crows are, Rich and Chris and the rest of the gang.
Will that be a reunion much like the romantic liaisons we've been talking about earlier?
I don't think so. They're brothers. That's weird.
Oh, that would be. Never mind.
We should mention that we had a trivia question which we didn't answer, and we had someone call in with an answer, but it was the wrong one, so we couldn't give him that.
Stuff happens.
But Amanda Shires, we heard her performing, and then we heard up next, right after her, we heard her husband Jason Isbell of the 400 Unit, and Amanda came on stage and performed with Jason and the 400 Unit.
Lovely clothes that evening. It was a lovely evening.
Yes, indeed.
And at that time of day, it's a little too dark to see some of the art at the reservoir. But when we were talking crows, I it made me think about the fact that there's been some great artwork, both in the posters, the official posters, and the Mark Koshin less official or otherwise posters, or whatever Mark's posters are, which are fantastic.
I like less official.
The less official posters. And the reservoirs. And sadly, you know, they'll be coming down, and I'm going to not choke up as I'm saying this, I promise. But we've got to figure out a way to memorialize that art that has been on those reservoirs over the years. You mentioned maybe we're making our trivia questions to. So I posted on the Facebook page photos of Paul, the artists who have done the work on those reservoirs.
Paul Chelstad.
Yeah, and so that's on our virtual SITP page. But here's another trivia question. And first right answer gets one of these cool books from Sioux City Gifts.
Let me give the phone number before you ask the question so people can have it dialed in.
Good
and
idea.
Then as soon as you ask the question, then they can hit that last number.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm a professional. The number is 712-276-3690. That's 276-3690. 712-276-3690. You can also call us toll free if you're from Oregon, or if you're from Florida, or if you're from Texas or Puerto Rico. Maybe. I think, don't call us from Puerto Rico. It might cost a lot. I'm not sure. 800-251-3690. You can call on our 800 line. If you know the answer to this question, Linda?
Who is the headliner who was painted in later after the crow's image on the side of the water reservoir, the side you see from 24th Street?
So we're talking on the murals on the water towers, the reservoirs.
Yep.
Which Saturday in the Park headliner was painted, is still up there?
Yes.
He or she?
Yes.
Okay. So which Saturday in the Park headliner, no longer with us, as it turns out, a bit of a hint there, but with us in spirit on the reservoir.
Oh, man, look at that.
Now we're both talking and we don't know who's going to answer the phone. Maybe Earl can. Earl, can you get...
Earl's hanging. Earl's virtually SITPing with us. And he's suddenly been...
In case one of us gets injured, Earl can step in. It's like a relief pitcher.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to... Goodbye. I'm taking the phone.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll play a song then, since we're all busy and stuff. So we are on the virtual Saturday in the Park, and we're going to close down that microphone. And we're going to hear an interview here with Brian Plantenberg about Saturday in the Park just last year.
Yeah, my name is Brian Plantenberg.
Do you remember that first time you did walk up on the stage and look out and see?
I do, and that's, you know, and that's one thing that I talk to people about is there's this side section of stage that is this cool premiere spot where certain people get to go up that are part of the festival, and you're right off to the side of where the people are performing. So you're getting to see that kind of behind the curtain, like your favorite artist right there performing the songs that you love. But then behind them is a massive sea of people. The Flo Rida show, I was up on stage for that. And I would say that was one of my favorite performances. He really blew me away. It was kind of unexpected. And the way that he put on the show and got the crowd involved and invited people up on the stage and had lighters going and champagne bottles popping and just see a people all singing and jumping and dancing and having fun. Hey.
don't care, we like almost there, the right vibe, ready to get live, ain't no surprise, take me so high, jumping those dives, surfing the crowd, then I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band, mic check, 1, 2, shut them down in the club when the Playboy does, so they all get loose, loose, out the bottle, we all get fit, then again tomorrow, gotta break rules, cause that's the motto, club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey,
things like Saturday in the Park happen, and when you talk about that sea of people singing and dancing all together as one in unison, there are zero politics. There's not people bickering about little things or even complaining about that. It's genuinely a good time for everybody just to be there, and for them to have so little problems as they do, it just means everybody's there to have a good time and get along and just have fun together.
Party rocker, for showstopper, more shampoo, number one club hopper. Got a hangover like too much vodka. Can't see me with 10 binoculars. So cool, no doubt by the end of the night. Got the clothes coming off, then I make that move. Somehow, someway, gotta raise the roof, roof. All black shades when the sun come through. It's on like everything goes. Wild life, baby, to the freak it shows. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't come in high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life come a hundred and me hit fame. We be beating with the deal, we get insane.
so much.